Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People applying Rotary's motto of service above self.
And Jonah, today we have a studio full of people, don't
we? That's right. And they're all charming and lovely people.
And they're all representing the Pawlings Teen Center, which is a model for growth and volunteer opportunities for teenagers. We're speaking this morning with Robin Woolley, who is their advisor, and two members of the Teen Center, Savino Ignamorello and Dylan Smith.
I'll tell you what, could you say Savino's name and I'll stick with Dylan?
Why, because it's Italian Day
today? No, because Dylan Smith's a lot easier than Savino Ignamorello. But they're both charming young gentlemen, and we're going to be talking to them in just a little bit. But first, we're going to say hello to Robin Woolley. Good morning, Robin. Welcome to Radio Rotary.
Good morning, and thank you for having us here.
It was our pleasure. So what exactly is the Pawlings Teen Center?
Well, more specifically, we're talking, these guys are members of the Teen Center, but they're also members of the Interact Club of Pawlings. And the Interact, as everyone knows, is through the Rotary Club. And we are sponsored with the Pawlings Rotary and also the Town of Pawlings. They came together to form the club for the high school community in Pawlings.
Right, Interact Club is our high school Rotarians.
And this is also, is it a community-based Interact Club or is it through the high school specifically?
Our club is specifically a community-based club. We work together, like I said, the Town of Pawlings and Pawlings Rotary came together to form the club because there was not one in Pawlings. When we first heard about it, we were at a meeting in Mayapack, the recreation director and myself, and we wanted to get one started in Pawlings, so we contacted the local Rotary Club, and we said we had a great group to get started with. We had about 30 people we thought would be interested, and we had one meeting, and we got it up and running in February of 2011.
And now these community-based clubs are a little different, Jonah,
right,
than the traditional model of it just being available to people who are at that particular high school. And I think the last time we interviewed anybody was one of the first community-based clubs was
in Poughkeepsie.
Remember that? Years ago.
So anyway,
this is great. I was unaware that it was community-based until you guys walked in the studio.
And you know, Robin Woolley, it takes a very special person to get involved with teenagers. You have to have a lot of patience. Not that these charming young men would be given any trouble whatsoever, or our two young ladies who are interns here today in the studio. But
cast a thousand.
That's
listening
right.
audience.
So,
thousands.
What got you interested in working with the Interact Club and the Pawlings Teen Center?
Well, I'm the assistant recreation director for the Town of Pawlings, and just growing up through the program, we saw there was a need for something for the teens to do, and a lot of the members participate in our summer camp. So we've just gotten to know the kids really well, and just kind of grew into it, and kind of
happened
just
organically.
Happened, and we went from there. And I think they started back in fifth and sixth grade. They started coming to our after-school program, and the same group of kids now have grown up, and they're going into their senior year of high school, and they've stuck with all the rec programs. They've been very actively involved. So
terrific. So these two young men are seniors in high school. I'm referring to our other guests, Savino and Dylan. You're both enrolled.
Who we're going to get to in just a minute, but let's just keep up with Robin for 1 second.
Okay.
Because this is a backstage radio thing, folks. So we don't have enough microphones, so we have to switch the microphones after the commercial. But Robin, if there are people listening today to Radio Rotary, including in the Pawlings area, who want to get their young people, children or grandchildren, involved in the Town of Pawlings recreation programs for young people, how would they go about doing that?
They could just contact the recreation office. Our number is 855-1131, and they can ask for myself, my name is Robin, or the recreation director, who is Melissa Smith.
Right. What gets somebody like you interested in working with young people? Is it because they're kids of your own, and you thought it would be a great job?
Well, she's young too, Jonah.
Everyone's younger than I am, that's for sure. But what got you interested in working with young people?
No kids of my own. I have 40 kids in the Interact Club, so.
Uh-huh.
But I like working with kids. I like the high school age kids. I just seem to get along with them. They're very respectful and everything, and like I said, we've seen these kids grow up, and we've just become attached to them, and we spend a lot of time together. They also work at our summer camp program, so we see them every day pretty much year-round.
Type of activities do you have at the center?
The actual teen building where we host our meetings is right on the town property. It's at the back of Lakeside Park, and it's a building that you can come and play pool, ping pong. We have a TV, video games, and they can just kind of come and relax. And like I said, that's where we host our meetings every Tuesday night.
And then what type of activities do you have through the rec program?
Through the rec program, we offer various programs, like we do the sports, flag football, basketball, and then we also do after-school programs, running club, after-school. They could come and come down to the facility. We have staff there to kind of, with the fifth and sixth graders in the middle school, so the parents at work can have somewhere for their kids to go.
And how many people are on staff?
We have about, it varies, because, I mean, we have, in the after-school program, we have probably five or six on staff.
Oh, that's quite extensive. And then you mentioned a summer camp.
Yes, we also do a summer camp program, which Dylan and Savino both work at. We probably have about 200 campers there and about a staff of 50.
What's the age range on that?
We have 3 years old up until 14 years old.
And this is a day camp or a sleepover camp?
Day camp.
All right. So for people who are planning ahead for next summer, again, give us the phone number in case people might be interested.
Oh, if anyone's interested, the number again for the Town of Pauling Recreation Department is 855-1131.
And is this only for Town of Pauling residents and their children, or you take people from outside?
No, non-residents can also participate in our programs. There's an additional fee for non-residents, and also there's different registration times. But again, they can come into the office or call for more information.
Well, Rob and Willie, thank you for giving us a little background on the Town of Pauling Recreation Department and also on the Pauling Teen Center. And after we have a brief commercial break, we're going to be talking to the two fine young men you've brought with us. We'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
In 1985, while polio was paralyzing 1,000 children a day, Rotary International committed to a goal of ending polio worldwide. Very soon now, after contributing nearly $600 million and immunizing over 2 billion children, the goal will be achieved. Eradicating polio worldwide. That is humanity in motion. That is Rotary.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
Come see a special performance of Neil Simon's Plaza Suite at Rhinebeck Center for Performing Arts on Thursday, October 18th, hosted by the Hyde Park Rotary Club. Doors open at 7 p.m. Showtime is at 8. Tickets are just $20, which includes pre-show refreshments. Tickets available in Hyde Park at Malloy Pharmacy, Cranberries at Tilly Hall, and Minuteman Press, Route 9. That's October 18th for Neil Simon's Plaza Suite. For more information, call 845-229-7676. That's 845-229-7676.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at hudsonvalleytalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this segment of Radio Rotary. Thank you all for joining us, Hudson Valley. I'm joined by my co-host, Jonah Treibwasser, and today we've been chatting with representatives from the Pauling Teen Center. Earlier in the show, we were speaking with Robin Woley, who is the advisor for the Interact Club of Pauling. And it's interesting, this Interact Club is a community-based club,
right,
which is different from the normal model, right, Jonah?
A little bit different. But it still produces fine young men like our guests for the second half of the show.
And that's right. And we have two lovely gentlemen here, Savino Ignamorello and Dylan Smith. And they are here chatting with us about some of the activities at the Interact Club. They're also involved with the Town of Pauling Summer Camp that's sponsored through their rec program. They have a lot to say. They're very involved in their community.
But they can't say it until we say good morning, Savino.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm fine, thank you. And good morning, Dylan.
Hey, hello.
Hi. So what school do you go to, Savino?
I go to Pauling High School.
And Dylan?
Same.
Do you know each other? Have you met?
Yes. Yeah, we're good friends.
That's why they're wearing the same blue shirts. Can't see that on radio. But anyway, so Savino and Dylan, you're both members of the Interact Club. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. We'll start with Dylan. What brought you into the Interact Club? Why did you decide to join that?
Well, I've been doing many programs with the Teen Center over the years, and I don't know, I just kind of enjoyed working with Robin and the other members of the rec department. And when they came with us to the, they came to us with the idea, we just kind of decided that, you know, it'd be a good program, that there's nothing really outside the school for maybe the kids who don't get involved so much. So I think that just really enticed me.
And Savino, how about yourself? What drew you to Interact?
Just being with Robin a lot and just being with my grade a lot, we all felt attached, so we felt like this would be a very good reason to do this all together.
All right. And the Interact Club, of course, is Rotary's high school version. Do you guys have meetings at the high school or at the teen center? How does that work, Dylan?
Our meetings are at the teen center, usually once a week. Sometimes it's spread out more than that, depending on what kind of project we're doing. But it's usually weekly at the teen center.
Now, when was it founded? When did the club actually start officially?
If I'm not mistaken, the club was founded in February of 2011, after Rotary came to Robin, and Robin went back to Rotary with the ideas, and they were exchanging ideas about forming the club.
So both of you gentlemen are founding members. You're charter members, as they say. Is that the correct term,
Jonah? I believe so.
Charter members. You're the original group.
Yes.
Yeah. So what are some of the activities?
That means they're super cool.
Well, they are super cool compared to you. Sorry, that was mean.
No, it's true, though. So what are some of the activities, Savino?
Well, we have first community, try to fundraise for the community, and then national as well. So we have tried many programs just to fundraise as much money as we can.
Do you find that fun, helping others?
Yes, it's like very nice seeing at the end when you can see with the faces of people just helping them.
That's terrific. And Dylan, I understand that you hold a high office in this Interact Club. What are you, sir?
I am the Interact president of our club.
Do I have to call you Mr. President?
No, you don't.
Do you have, like, guys with sunglasses and Secret Service earpieces walking you around?
Yeah, before every meeting, you know, the guy in the building.
Is Savino one of your protection?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
one of your posse?
He's the lieutenant. Savino's the lieutenant. Well, you know, that's something nice you can put on your college resume.
How many members do you have, Mr. President?
I would say between about 40 and 50 at the
wow,
moment.
Wow, that's tremendous. There are a lot of adult, you know, bigger Rotary clubs that would love to have that many members. Are they all active? Are they all, like, really pitch into some of these activities you talk about?
Yeah, we try to make it mandatory to go to the meetings. I mean, we understand that people might have sports or work, but
right.
when you can go to a meeting, I would suggest that they go. And we actually record attendance, and we have a high standard in our club.
So what are some of the activities?
What
do you do? Do you have car washes? Do you have road races? Just give us an idea.
Well, one of the things we did this year was a dodgeball tournament. We did that to raise money for a local organization, and that went pretty well. We also held a pancake breakfast this year. Stuff like that, you know, that can reach the community, but also has a big impact when we raise the money and give it to an organization.
Now, what organization did you raise money with the tournament?
It was the Ryan McElroy Foundation, and that's just basically a foundation that was founded by Mr. and Mrs. McElroy after their son, Ryan, passed away at a very young age because of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all thinking about it, how Ryan would have been our age.
Mm-hmm.
So we felt like close on that level, and we felt that would be a great organization to try to raise some money for.
Great.
That's terrific. And now you're both also working as camp counselors at the Town of Pauling summer camp. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
And what's that like, Savino, working with little guys?
It's fun. Just trying to make their day. You know, they sometimes get a little hectic on you, but you have to go around.
You, of course, were never like that when
no,
you were small.
No,
you
of course
were a
not.
Perfect gentleman.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Very cooperative. They do what they listen, and they try their best. It's a very entertaining camp for them, and they try to do as much activity as we can for them.
And Dylan, how many of your Interact members pitch in at the Pauling Teen Center or the Recreation Department or summer camp?
Well, at the summer camp alone, we have almost, I would say, 80% of the members at least.
Wow.
A lot of them are, even our upcoming members who are joining this year, a lot of them are counselors in training, so
mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
CITs.
Yeah.
Dylan, what grade are you in school?
I'm a senior this year.
Ah, are we going on to college?
Yes.
Where?
No idea yet. I'm still looking, going through the application process, but, you know, I'm looking.
And any idea about career choices?
I was thinking maybe being an architect, but I'm not sure yet. But something that, you know, I could enjoy doing. I don't want to work in a cubicle so much.
Well, you could work in a radio studio. You have a great radio voice.
That is, as you've seen today.
Yeah,
how
as
much fun it is.
From the two of us to anybody can be on. No, I shouldn't say that. We have some very
talented
people.
They'll let anybody
people.
On the air.
We have very talented people here at Hudson Valley Talk Radio. And Savina, what grade are you in?
I'm a senior as well.
Oh, and have you thought about a college to go to?
I've visited a couple colleges, but I've still have to go through application changes.
And don't forget, I know I mentioned it before, but not to put too fine a point on it. Stuff like being in Interact Club and being involved in your community and all that looks great on your applications.
Well, but more than that, it's fun. These
and
guys have a perpetual smile on their face.
Well, yes, but I mean, you know, let them get a little something out of it.
All right, and Savina was about to tell us if he's got any career choices in mind.
I'm leaning more to as a social studies teacher, but I'm not completely definite, but I think that's where I'm going to head on to.
So getting back to Interact, which is Rotary's high school organization and now community-based organization, with our two guests, Savino Ignomarello. Was I even close on that?
Yes, it's better
how
than
about
I say
that?
It.
And Dylan Smith, well, I am a professional, that's why. And Dylan Smith. But I know you got fundraising is good, and you know doing good things for the community is good. But I assume that you guys have some fun and do some fun events every once in a while.
Well, we try to keep that while we're doing our projects, like the dodgeball tournament. We all play because you know we love to play. We found out through past events, even before Interact, that dodgeball tournaments go really well with us, and we raise the money. We did that in eighth grade as well. And the pancake breakfast, we all get involved. A lot of us were cooking and stuff, which is fun. A couple of my friends play instruments, so they help out a lot. So throughout the club, while even though we're raising money and we're working for a cause, I think we're still having a really good time.
Well, the fellowship is fun, the camaraderie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, everybody hanging out together.
And besides fellowship, Sabino, are there pretty girls that joined?
Of course.
Oh, that's your main attraction, I know.
That's the reason why I came. No,
that's what I thought. He's a handsome devil.
They use that as a recruiting technique.
So what kind of plans do you have for the coming year in Interact as far as either service projects or fundraisers or just fun stuff? And, you know, right now there could be people listening to Hudson Valley Talk Radio who either teens who are going to school a little bit later in the day because they don't have the morning shift, or parents and grandparents. And, you know, why would you try and convince, and how would you convince your friends to join Interact and get involved as opposed to just hanging around the house and playing video games? Let's start with Savino.
We try to do as much stuff as we can. We try to get as much activities with all the people we can. And our school is very small, so we all fill together. We all know each other as much as possible. So we all know that we would enjoy all this stuff together. So we try to persuade people to just come, and more people come and show up. So it's like nice seeing everyone coming up together.
Mm-hmm. And Dylan?
Well, as an Interact club, we have the responsibility of fulfilling at least one community national project a year. So through those projects, we get people to come and help out throughout the high school and from other places. And I think it's just stuff we do that makes everyone want to join. They see because they're from our community. They just notice what's going on, and they ask about the Interact club. And we always have a good answer.
Well, that's great. Now, one thing I was excited to learn, you all will be attending UN Day, Rotary International's United Nations Day, where Rotarians from all over the world actually come together at the UN building in New York. They shut the building down, and there are only Rotarians there. And you guys will be attending this year, won't you, this fall?
It's
on the agenda.
I hope it's on the agenda this year. We did attend last year, but the only way we could get in was because we signed up late, and the only way we would be able to go and enjoy the lecture was if we spoke. And so, yeah.
What a nasty trick somebody played on you.
Yeah, speaking at the UN is a little nerve-wracking, but myself and two of my other members, we worked and we gave a speech, and it went over really well. We got a lot of people coming to us.
What was your topic?
Just our club and what it's like to run a community-based club instead of a school one. And we just talked about all the projects we've done as a new club.
Mm-hmm.
And we were so nervous when we went up there, but it worked out really well.
So do you are you making plans to attend this year?
I think we'd like to attend this year and maybe bring a couple more members or at least some newer members.
Well, Jonah and I will look forward to seeing you there.
Yes, we'll be bringing our Radio Rotary microphones to the Rotary UN Day and recording some great
maybe
interviews.
We'll get an update from these
right.
guys.
You know, people may be surprised that young teenagers like these two gentlemen take such a big leadership position, an organization of over 50 people. But the secret is that they both attended the Rotary Youth Leadership Awards program, right? You attended, Ryler?
Yeah.
Gentlemen?
Yeah.
Tell us what that's all about.
It's like a very special moment, seeing all those people just trying to help the community and then getting acknowledged for that is very special, doing that. And we just do it for our own help, just to help our community. But it's also nice getting acknowledged from that and all.
We always hear when from my club for the people that we sponsor to Ryla. And Ryla, for our listeners, is Rotary's Youth Leadership Award.
Right.
And you have to be, you're screened, you're interviewed, you have to be selected, and then you're sponsored, and you go off to, is it a week? Is it a week long?
It's about 4 days.
Or 4 days, okay. I thought it was a little longer
than
that.
Intense,
anyway,
though.
Very
intense.
Round the clock activities, and it is a basically leadership camp in a lot of ways, and they all come back and say, it absolutely changed my life.
Yeah. And it produces great leaders like our two friends here.
So you have a little bit of training. You know, Rotary is one of the few organizations, that volunteer organizations, that has training at every level for you. Gives you management skills, leadership skills, you know, just nuts and bolts as well as the inspiration.
But, you know, I've got a question for our two young friends here, Savino Ignomorello and Dylan Smith. You know, I've been president of my Rotary Club. Miss Sarah O'Connell, my co-host, is now chairman of membership for the entire Hudson Valley of Rotary. Is it tough being a leader of your fellow teens? Like, does anyone look up at you and go, oh, why should I do that? You're like, you know, who died and left you king? You know, that kind of thing. Is it tough?
Absolutely. Every meeting.
And how do you cope with that?
Well, I mean, every meeting I'm there, and it's hard to get everyone's attention, but I try to assert myself as a leader without being overbearing, because these people are my friends, and, you know, if I come on too strong, I'm going to scare them away. And I also, you know, I don't want to be disrespectful, because these, like I said, they're my friends. But I have found that if I show enough leadership and I don't show too much, like, overpowering, I found that they will respect me, and, you know, because they just want to, like me, they just want to have a great club, and they just want to do the projects right.
Leading by example.
Yeah, exactly.
And Savino, do you have an office in the Interact Club?
No, I do not. I'm just a fellow member as them, and just follow around.
You just make sure he doesn't.
Like, yeah, he does a wonderful job.
Not too much of a swell.
Yeah.
Guy, huh? So, gentlemen, in the 2 minutes we have left, for teens out there and for other people who might be listening, tell them why they should join Interact and join the fun and the fellowship and the service of Rotary. We'll start with Savino.
It's just a great way to know everybody as well, just to help and seeing everyone that you can help and change, like, your community completely. Just seeing all the fundraisers at the end, you know it's worth it at everything, you know, seeing the people in their faces, just knowing that you did a good job of the day and you don't want to keep continuing next day.
And Dylan, as president, you get the last word.
Ah, well, that's great. I would just say, I mean, it's a completely new experience. I think you have to try it, and, you know, and then you'll really see how much you like it. Not only the part about hanging out with your friends, but like Savino said, you know, helping the community and seeing the after effect. It really has great impact on you and both your community. And I think just being there with other people and performing these tasks really changes you.
Well, Dylan Smith and Savino Ignomorello, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Rotary. And thanks for everything you do for your community. You're
thanks
a great
for
bunch
us.
Of guys.
Thank you.
And Sarah, who do we have to thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, we have quite a list of sponsors, Jonah. This week, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Highland, Hyde Park, Kinderhook Tri-Village, Middletown, Millbrook, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Newburgh, New City, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Red Hook, and Southern Ulster.
For the entire Radio Rotary team, Sarah O'Connell, my co-host, our producer, Betty Renner, our engineer, the wizard of the buttons, Jay Verzi, this is Jonah Treeboisser thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again this same time next week for another edition of Radio Rotary.